on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Number 7, Auburn men's basketball took home its third SEC tournament championship in school history and its fourth SEC title under head coach Bruce Pearl in Nashville this weekend. Courtesy of War Eagle Plus, Coach Pearl recaps the weekend and the Auburn family's support in Auburn North.
I'm so happy for the kids. I'm so grateful to the Auburn family. Nashville turned into Tiger Town. I mean, it was just incredible. We put a call out, Andy, to our fans that, you know, to try to either watch church online or go to early church and come on up the road, and they sure did. And they were treated to some really good basketball. Our kids played really hard all weekend long, made it really hard for Florida to score. And I think we were a worthy champion.
Senior forward Chris Moore had the best stretch of games in his career at the SEC tournament, scoring 18 points on 8 of 8 shooting across the three games. Moore talks about winning his second SEC title.
Man, it means everything, man. Like the feeling, like I said, the feeling before the game was so real. And actually winning is even more thrilling, man. I honestly can't explain the feeling, but I'm so glad my teammates stayed down with me, man. When I was going through my offensive struggles in the regular season, they helped me. They gave me confidence, and I'm so glad I was able to, you know, repay back the favor for them. It was definitely a fight on the boards, man. You know, like I said, they're the number two best rebounder team in the country. And, you know, we focused on that for the most part in the game, and I feel like we handled it for the most part of the game. Yeah. Man, it's scary. It's scary when you got a group of guys that believe in each other, that want to see each other succeed, and you know that I always want to see somebody go out there and make plays, man. When you got guys that's ready to go in there and just be an instant impact, it's real scary to go against that, man. It's hard to game plan against that.
Coach Pearl earned his 200th win as the Auburn head coach with the SEC championship victory as the Tigers get set for the NCAA tournament. Courtesy of War Eagle Plus, Coach Pearl talks about Auburn's draw in the big dance.
We were hoping for a 3, but we're happy to be in it. We're happy to be a good seed. The top 4 seeds are UConn, Iowa State, Illinois, and Auburn. Those are your top 4 seeds. And there's some really good teams in the field. UAB, Central State, you know, that's going to be a great game. Andy Kennedy's got those guys at UAB playing really well. And Yale will be, I haven't seen them much, but I know they're a formidable opponent coming out of the Ivy League, and we'll be ready. Don't take it for granted. Anytime they call your name and you see your name in the NCAA tournament, when that happens and I don't get a little teary-eyed or a little emotional, that's when I'm going to stop coaching, because I'm so happy for these kids and I'm so happy for Auburn. We put ourselves in position, and let's just keep playing good basketball and see what the Lord's got for us.
The Tigers will get Yale in the opening round of the NCAA tournament in Spokane, Washington. Coach Pearl previews the Bulldogs.
So the Ivy League, in the last 8 years, has had a really good record in NCAA tournament play. They've won 3 games. In 2014, Harvard beat Cincinnati. In 2016, Yale beat Baylor in the 5-12 game. Last year, Princeton beat Arizona in the 2-15 game. In 3 of the losses were fewer than 5 points. This Yale team lost to LSU the year that we played them by the LSU, which was the league champions, regular season champions, by just 5. And this Yale team lost to Purdue in 2022. So this has been a team that's been in a tournament, I think, what, 3, and 3 times since 2016, this coaching staff. This is a really good team, a really good program, and they've got a really good history of first-round upsets. Why is that? Because they play the right way, because they play hard, they play physically, they're from the Ivy League, so they're smart. They'll run great stuff. They got great 3-point shooters. They got a 7-foot, 7'1". You know, pro that's probably going to be more of an international pro, but there are people talking about it potentially in the NBA. So it's they've got some really good pieces. So we've got that.
Auburn and Yale will face off in the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament on Friday at 3:15 Central, with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning at 2:45. Women's basketball punched its ticket to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2019, Coach Johnny Harris's third season as Auburn head coach. Courtesy of War Eagle Plus, Coach Jay talks about getting into the big dance and previews Arizona.
It's always a tough field, but we're excited. We're excited to be here. We're going to embrace this opportunity and take it one game at a time and go put our best foot forward. I think it's just different. Now, I will say Arizona play a similar style defense where they get after you as well. So, and actually, so does Syracuse. So it'll be familiar to all of us. So, like I said, it is different than most people. And we just get out there and get after you. And so it's just hard if you're not preparing for it every day.
The Tigers completed their regular season 8-8 in SEC play with several big wins over tournament teams. Gauthier talks about how the SEC gauntlet has prepared her staff and players.
I think just with coaching, the SEC has prepared us just with coaching, against great coaches, against great players, night in and night out. I mean, every night, team 1 through 14 can sneak up on you. So you have to prepare, and you have to be ready to play every night, night in and night out. I like our team toughness, and I like our resilience. I like our ability to bounce back and to adjust. And I think, I like our leadership. So I think our team will be, because of all of those things, they'll be ready to play.
Auburn was selected to play in the first four of the tournament as an 11 seed against Arizona and will have to play its way into the round of 64. Gauthier talks about the excitement and additional motivation surrounding her team.
They're very excited. They had a few mixed emotions about being in the play-in game, but my message to them is embrace this opportunity and go out there and, like I said, stand on your business, take care of business. So if you feel like you shouldn't have been there, we need to go in there. We need to take care of business. They also saw yesterday where we were picked to lose that game. We were not picked to advance. So that's a little bit extra motivation. Go in there with a chip on your shoulder and play. We play with the best of the best. So if we go in there and we take care of our business and everybody do their job, I feel like we'll have an opportunity there.
The Tigers will face the Wildcats tomorrow at 6 Central in Storrs, Connecticut, the first four, with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning at 5:45 locally on AU100. It's 100.3 FM. And everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Number 17, Auburn Baseball stayed undefeated in midweek play with a 2-1 victory over South Alabama in Montgomery last night. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the win.
Yeah, I think, tickle to death, get back in the win column, but absolutely excited for those guys. For every guy that walked out there did something very, very positive. I think George is telling me like 13 strikeouts, one walk, but I just thought the composure was good. Everybody landed more than one pitch. I think Herbert Holtz three, and each of the relievers come in, had both pitches working for the most part. And just absolutely, I think they had a couple extra base hits there, but just wasn't able to link up. I thought the guys was, after the weekend, I wish we could have absolutely busted that game open there. We had the bases loaded a couple times there late, but once the win is secured, I really thought it was important and really neat to look back and see that our pitching staff helped us win a 2-1 ball game.
The Tigers now get ready for their SEC home opener against number 1 Arkansas. Coach Thompson previews the Razorbacks.
I think it'll be good to be back home. Just hopefully we'll get a bunch of people out here to pull for us, get a little home field advantage. We kind of got a little bit of everything this weekend. We got a great opponent that was hot as a firecracker. Playing on that surface, they had 17 hits again yesterday, but 15 of them were the single variety, just balls getting through and doing some things. Hopefully, we'll be better by some adjustments and be better by being back home at Plainsman Park, even if it's the number one team. We're still got a team that's thought of in the top 25 in every major poll. So hopefully, this is, again, we've learned all these different things about us from the top of having success, from going on the road and having success, from going on the road and getting nothing done, to playing at neutral parks. I still think this team has learned every lesson early on, as much as you can in 5 weeks, and we just have to continue to apply the good and the bad and continue to grow the club. But that's what we're going to get, and then we'll go to Texas A&M. That'll be another top five team the following week there as we get head to Easter. Our program continues to, as rich as it is and as well as we think of our program, you know, these are the next step for us. So we're disappointed because we think we can play with these guys, and we think we should play with those guys, and we think we have to play with those guys, with already knowing, you know, we knew that we were going to play the toughest schedule in the country, basically, and especially in our league by this early first month draw. So none of this can surprise us. We just have to get down and figure out the strategy that's going to help us be the best we can be to be competitive and win games.
Number 17, Auburn hosts number 1, Arkansas tomorrow through Saturday at 6 Central, tomorrow and Friday, and 2 o'clock on Saturday. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins 15 minutes before first pitch of each game, and tickets are available for games 1 and 2 at aubtix.com. Number 25, Auburn softball earned an in-state win last night in just his second midweek game of the season over Troy in extra innings. Head coach Mickey Dean recaps the victory.
Just grit, you know. To come on the road midweek after playing a 3-game series and playing Troy, who's a pretty damn good team, you know, and having the emotions of having the game won, tying it up, having the game won, tying it up. But the good thing is we kept working. And we never let them take the lead. So that was key, especially when you're in extra innings. And then Shelby came in. You know, I could tell she'd been paying attention throughout the game. When she got the hitters down, she was able to make the pitches and put them away.
On Sunday, senior pitcher Maddie Pinson became the winningest pitcher in Auburn softball history with her 68th career victory in the series finale against Arkansas. Pinta talks about holding that record.
It means so much. I actually had no idea until last week that I was, you know, about to break the record. But it's awesome that I can, you know, make my nerve. I mean, sorry, I'm singing at the song at the same time. So it means a lot, you know, just to be in a book, to be remembered, to do my part for this team. And honestly, this win today, I give it to my defense. The hitting too, you know, they put just enough up there for me to get the job done, but my defense made some astounding plays behind me, and you know, I owe a lot of those wins to my defense, to my offense, to my team. I think I've been putting a lot of pressure on myself the last little bit, you know, between this win record and all other things. I think I just need to understand that I'm human too, and that I have bad days, and stop trying to be a hero so much. You know, there's a piece of advice for all the other pitchers out there. Don't try to be a hero so much. Your team's behind you. It's a team sport at the end of the day.
The Tigers will now travel to College Station to face number 12 Texas A&M Friday through Sunday. Auburn Sports Network coverage begins 15 minutes before first pitch of each game, locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Back with more this week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
You know that feeling when you're doing what you love? You're in the zone, truly and fully alive, lost in thought. You know what you're not thinking about? Insurance. That's where Alpha comes in. Alpha handles all things insurance, so you're free to do anything. So get out there and live your best life. Whatever your thing is, we've got you covered. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Number 21 men's tennis grabbed 2 big wins during its SEC home opening weekend, including its first over number 25 Florida since 2013. Now, the Tigers hit the road again for Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Head coach Bobby Reynolds previews the Commodores and Wildcats.
This is a trap weekend, these next 2 weekends. You know, going to Vandy and Kentucky on the road, then only having 1 match on the following Sunday against Arkansas away. And I stressed that to these guys. I said, look, everything that we've done so far is great, but really it's no different than really a tennis match, right? We're 4-1 in the conference right now. It's basically like being up 4-1 in a tennis match. You know, you still got to finish out that set, and you still got another set you got to play. And again, you know, these guys, I think they have some huge goals that they want to accomplish, and they understand, right? They understand the longevity of the season because of what we went through last year. We had, you know, same thing, great start to the season of the SEC conference. And then down the stretch, we kind of gave it away. And that's something that I think they really, really learned from last year, and it hurt. And we talk about it. And again, you know, now it's this year is the time to take those feelings from last year and change them and do right by, by right this year.
Auburn visits Vanderbilt on Friday at 4 Central and Kentucky on Sunday at noon. Number 18 women's tennis suffered its first losses in SEC action during its first weekend on the road. Head coach Lester Cook talks about the improvements he's seen since the start of the year.
In the beginning of the year, I thought maybe our energy and our effort was a little low, and we've really turned that around. Fighting, you know, till the end for both matches, you know, even when we were down, it really, really, you know, never felt like we were out. We had these little windows of opportunity, and it just comes down to consistency, really. You know, I keep saying this to the girls, but we haven't played a team that's beat us yet. We just keep beating ourselves. And so once we can get out of our own way and do what we know what we can do, we're going to have no problems. We're so close. And we just need to put a couple of missing pieces together.
The Tigers will head to Mississippi this weekend for a match at Ole Miss on Friday at 3 Central and at Mississippi State on Sunday at noon. Track and field opened its outdoor season in Atlanta at the Yellow Jacket Invite with 8 event wins from 6 different performances. As the Tigers head to the Sunshine State, head coach Leroy Burrell previews FSU relays.
Last week, I stood in front of the team and I told them that we got 6 weeks and 6 opportunities before we get to the championship portion of the season. So every opportunity is big. When you are, when a team's like ours, where we have a lot of new kids, what we want is we go from having 3 or 4 athletes on each team, men's or women's team, with some success, to building to a point where every event that we're in, we're enjoying a top 3 or 4 finish, and maybe even a win or two. That's how you build momentum, and people really feel that they can win, wherever the venue or whomever the competition. And so we're starting to see that. Of course, this is a bigger challenge. There are some better and more competitive teams at the Florida State meet this weekend. But ultimately, we're gonna run into some meets later on down the line. Florida Relays, Tom Jones, where the best teams in the country are gonna be there, and we will have to be at our absolute best to compete against those.
Auburn will compete in FSU Relays tomorrow and Friday at Mike Long Track in Tallahassee. Number 2 men's golf is coming off its dominant win at the Tiger Invitational that it hosted at Auburn University Club, with 2-time All-American J.M. Butler coming away with low medalist honors. Head coach Nick Kleiner talks about Butler overcoming some adversity early this spring.
I'm so proud of him because, he's a 2-time All-American and he's a first-team All-SEC guy, and he played so well for us in the fall, his senior year, and I know how bad he wants to win SEC and national championships, and he hasn't played as well this spring. He struggled. He just went back to his old swing instructor, Scott Hamilton, up in Georgia. And last week went back and saw him for the first time in probably over a year. And here, he just won. So, I just can't be more, proud of him because he's such a workhorse. He works hard. He dreams big. And him to go out there and handle those conditions and especially this golf course. I mean, you got to drive it so well. And that's been kind of his nemesis, is whether he drives it good enough. And he's really starting to turn the corner. And I think that's great for our team and that's great for our lineup moving forward.
The Tigers will be back in action Sunday and Monday at the Seahawk Intercollegiate at Country Club of Landfall in Wilmington, North Carolina. Auburn football will be halfway through Coach Hugh Freeze's second spring practice as Tigers head coach tomorrow. Co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach Charles Kelly talks about returning to his alma mater.
Oh, it's been great. Been fun working here with a great staff. Grateful for the opportunity to be here with Coach Freeze. He's done a great job since he's been here, and his standard is the standard, and that's what my job here is, to make sure that we live up to that standard. But it's been good seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time. Take a lot of pride in this place. So every day we go out on this field, we're trying to live up to a tradition that a lot of people set. Guys are trying to play fast. I mean, we've got a lot to learn, as you can imagine, but making sure that we don't settle on the standard and don't let our players settle on the standard. I mean, there's a championship standard that you have to have. Champions do certain things to win, and that's what we've got to do on an everyday basis. So, but I've been really pleased with the effort and, what I've seen. And, working with these coaches, we got a great bunch of coaches a lot of knowledge. And hopefully, we can make sure we keep doing that consistently. And when we're consistent, we'll get results.
Defensive coordinator and linebackers coach DJ Durkin talks about arriving to Auburn and spring practice so far.
It's just been great. When you come to a new place, getting to meet new people, I think it's all about the people. People make places what they are, and it's been fantastic. There's great staff here. I'm enjoying getting to know our players, getting to work with them on the field, and you know, I think our guys, they have a togetherness, their energy, they're really wanting to learn. They're very coachable, and so you know, you're installing a new scheme, and we're all getting to know each other, but they have the right mindset to go do that. Like I said, I think our guys are doing a good job of working hard together. They're really trying to do the things we're asking them to do on the field, and that's all you can ask as a coach.
The Tigers' annual A-Day game is set for April 6th at 1 Central at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Tickets are available for purchase at aubtix.com. Also in action this week, swimming and diving is competing in NCAA championships through Saturday in Athens, Georgia. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For this week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!